Amen. So we got righteousness. We got peace. What do we need? The joy of the Holy Ghost. I read about Jesus telling him his disciples before he went to the cross. He said, I must go from you. But he said that on that third day, I'll rise again. And it'll be like a woman in travail. Woman about to have a child. Amen. I see one right there. Woman about to have a child. And there'll be that pain there. But after it's over with and she brings forth a man child, Jesus said that it'll be like the joy of giving birth to a man child. It'll be a joy that no man can take away from you. Because, amen, brother, how you doing? Because that destruction, that pain, all the things of the past are passed away. Amen. And behold, all things have become new. And he said it'll be a joy that no man can take away from you. It'll be a joy everlasting. It'll be that joy inside of you. The joy of the Holy Ghost. You say that Holy Ghost has passed away. They say Mark 16 has passed away. But I want to tell you today that that's also the chapter in the Bible where it talks about Jesus rising up out of the grave. No, he said, "My heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." And I read that the Holy Ghost is in God's word, and it's not passed away. It's for today. He said in the end time, in the latter days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall have visions. Amen. And I can see this pouring out today. He said in the latter days, he'll pour out the latter and the former rain. And that's why I rejoice when I see these clouds, because it just reminds me about in the last days, the glory of God's going to come down and just fill this earth. Amen. He said he's going to pour it out, spirit on all flesh. You're going to feel that, I believe. I believe you're going to feel that. When you get that righteousness, you're going to feel that righteousness and feel that peace and feel that joy in the Holy Ghost.